I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Crazy youngsters, and welcome back to the latest round of Here Comes Quizzem, the chart music pub quiz. I'm your host, Al Needham, coming at you live and direct from Nottingham, the cradle of pop. Hoping you're all good. Everyone in chart music land still hanging in there. I've got a pint of vodka and cranberry in front of me. I'm rearing to go on this week's quiz. First things first, got to apologise for the lateness of this. I've spent all last week doing the show notes and recording the next episode, and all fucking hell, it's an absolute bloodbath. Oh, not looking forward to editing this one, let me tell you. That'll be coming out sometime the week after next, or as soon as I can, really. As soon as it gets done, I'm going to fling it out. So, yeah, sit tight for that. So, usual deal, 42 questions, 7 rounds, random as you like, all music, obviously. And no prizes, so, you know, it's just for bragging rights, isn't it? So pause this whenever you need to. If you need to cheat, go ahead. I don't give a toss. First thing you need to do is to download the answer sheet and download this week's picture round, which is round number one. Very simple this week. How old were those people when them things happened to them? I wrote with those people when them things happened to them. You go and sort that out. I'll come back at you in a bit.
Wait.
and pop craze youngsters, we are now 2 minutes away from round number two of Here Comes Quizzem. You've got 2 minutes to do what you need to do before you belong to me for the next hour or so. Let's get stuck into round number two. And as always, round number two is called On This Week in History. 5 questions, well, 6 actually, about things that went off in the world of pop on This Week in History. So, question number 6. Which female singer was on the cover of Smash Hits on This Week in 1981? Which female singer was on the cover of Smash Hits on This Week in 1981. Question number 7. Which American singer signed a $60 million deal with Time Warner on This Week in 1992? Which American singer signed a $60 million deal with Time Warner on This Week in 1992? Question number 8. Which metal band released the LP Turbo on This Week in 1986? Which metal band released the LP Turbo on This Week in 1986? Question number 9. In which year on This Week in History was Thriller finally knocked off number 1 in the USLP chart? In which year on This Week in History was Thriller finally knocked off number 1 in the USLP chart? Question number 10. Which solo artist recited the Lord's Prayer at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert on This Week in 1992? Which solo artist recited the Lord's Prayer at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert on This Week in 1992? And your next question is your bonus one. Your bonus one question on the bottom left-hand corner of your sheet. Who played the piano on Queen's performance of Bohemian Rhapsody at that gig? Who played the piano on Queen's performance of Bohemian Rhapsody at that gig? And that is the end of round number 2. Right, and let's get stuck into round number 3 of Here Comes Quizm. Round number 3 is your top 10 round. Usual deal, every time I do a quiz, I bring a top 10 list along with me. I'm going to give you the subject. You write down 5 things that you think are going to be in that top 10. For every one of your 5 answers that is in the top 10, you get a point. But if you get the top 5 in any particular order, you get a bonus of 2 points. This week's subject is the first 10 countries mentioned in the lyrics of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. The first 10 countries mentioned in the lyrics of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. Now, just so there's no confusion or anything, that's either he names the country or he talks about the people in that country. So if he'd have sang Scottish people ripping down the goalposts at Wembley, that would count as Scotland. So, the first 10 countries mentioned in the lyrics of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. I'll give you a few minutes on that one. Ain't no So this week's top 10 then is the first 10 countries mentioned in the lyrics of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. I'll give you a couple more minutes on that one. That, Pop Craze Youngsters, is the end of round number three. Let's have a short break.
Can't face those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, Pop Craze Youngsters, we're going to slink into round number four of Here Comes Quizm. Round number four is called Television Theme Tunes Played backwards. Once again, I got five television theme tunes from the chart music era. I'm going to play them back to back to back to back to back, backwards. Your job, should you choose to accept it, is to tell me what they are if I were to play them forwards, which I will do at the end of the quiz. So please get them tabs up. And here comes question number 16. What is this? Question number 17. Question number 19. And question number 20. Whoa, how'd you get on with them? Do you want to hear them again? Should we have clues? Yes, fuck it, why not? Question number 16, BBC Two, 70s and 80s. Question number 18, ITV, the 80s. Question number 18, BBC One, early 80s. Question number 19, BBC One, the 80s. And question number 20, BBC One, the mid-70s.
Yeah,
And that, Pop Craze Youngsters, is the end of round number four. It's also the end of the first half of the quiz. Going to have a short break, about 10 minutes or so. So go off and do what you need to do. Come and join me in a bit. See you in a bit.
Say there, darling, how about a date? Let's go round the topless bar, I know one that ain't too far. And say there, darling, won't you come along? Do just what I tell you and you won't go wrong. Oh, would you let me bite your ear hole?
Will I what?
Would you let me feel your bristles?
Will I what?
I will tell you what me game is if you tell me what your name is, will ya?
I will not.
Please don't think I'm trying to get fresh. Don't get so excited, you should be delighted. Now don't let's stand here wasting time with words. You're a darn sight better than the other birds. Oh, would you let me take your dress off?
Will I what?
Would you let me kiss your belly?
Will I what?
I will tell you what me game is if you tell me what your name is, will ya?
I will not.
Just how much can a poor bloke do when he wants to shag a bird like you? So would you let me take your drawers off?
Well, I might.
Would you let me stroke your pussy?
Well, I'll think about it.
Now you know just what me game is. Will you tell me what your name is, will ya?
Oh, all right. My name's Angie.
Oh, really? That was my mother's name.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Come on, down this alley.
What about that wall? I'll never get over that.
Stop worrying. I'll give you a bunker.
You believe me won't.
Here, seen one of these before?
Yeah, the last time I had a cocktail sausage.
Bloody cheap. You wouldn't like it on the end of your nose for a wall.
Here, you trying to get in my knickers?
Nah, I don't think they fit me.
Nah, I suppose you wear old men's pants with a fart flapping about.
Stop messing about, it's cold, my knees are trembling.
Really? I thought that was your false teeth rattling.
Piss off, I wouldn't touch you with a broomstick.
Anything would be better than that little sausage.
On your bike and make sure the dog catcher don't see ya.
Ah, oh, shut up, you big fat pig, or tell my brothers.
Tell who you like, I don't care.
And me old man.
Bollocks.
And me husband.
Double bollocks.
Boy Wonder. Taking this opportunity to catch up on my fan mail. Even as a Boy Wonder, it's really hard to read all the tons of mail I get. Here is a happy letter from someone just about your age. Dear cute, wonderful, fabulous, magnificent, exquisite Boy Wonder, a cold chill runs up my spine every time I see you sock a villain. And oh, how I cry when you're even scratched. Please don't send me a mimeograph copy of interesting facts about you. I want your handwriting. I have a whole wall of my room dedicated to you. Oh, Boy Wonder, I'm making a gum wrapper chain to symbolize my love for you. Going to be as long as I am tall, and I'm 5'10" in stocking feet. Please, Boy Wonder, please come next Saturday and sleep for a week or two. I will feed you breakfast in bed. I will make your bed for you, and I like you so much that I want you to spend the whole summer with me. I hope you know this is a girl writing.
Oh,
then, Pop Craze youngsters. Best of order for the second half of the quiz. We're going to start round number five in a couple of minutes, so get yourself sorted out. We're starting in 2 minutes. Thank you. Let's get stuck into round number five, and you know what round number five is, don't you? Oh yes, it's that time for my non-o to come out from under the stairs, sit down at a Bon Tempe organ and lay some proper tunage down. Usual deal, half a point for the name of the original band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. So, question number 21, what's this? Who did it originally? Take it away, non-o. Number 22, half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Thank you. Number 23, half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Skill. Question number 24, half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. And question number 25, half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Eclectic as always. Let's hear them again. Question number 21. Question number 22. Question number 23. Question number 24. Question number 25. Oh, thank you very much, now, and I'll see you next time. Here comes Quizzem. We'll be back after this word.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights.
I've climbed up Nelson's Column once before. These are small.
And put it down in front of Bagpuss.
I'm Julia Rayside. Join me and my guests as we dip into our favourite TV memories.
Suppose Martin Thursday bashing her head like this.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother.
I love when a plan comes together.
Come and tell us what yours are too.
We've all been told we can't discuss nominations.
It's a bit of car air.
Shut up with a novel on the top.
I think I like you, Lovejoy.
Find us on Twitter at Box Delights Pod and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, and let's get stuck into round number six of Here Comes Quizzem. Round number six is called the Lucky Bag of Randomness. It's your potluck round. Question number 26. In which country is the final scene of the film Stardust set? In which country is the final scene of the film Stardust set? You know, where David Essex has a drug overdose. In which country is the final scene of Stardust set? Question number 27. On which hand did Michael Jackson wear his spangly glove? On which hand did Michael Jackson wear his spangly glove? Question number 28. Which member of Take That gets pushed off a quarry by that scary model in the video for How Deep Is Your Love? Which member of Take That gets pushed off a quarry by that scary model in the video for How Deep Is Your Love? Number 29. Over which letter O should you put the umlaut on the Motorhead logo? Over which letter O should you put the umlaut on the Motorhead logo? Just imagine, Pop Craze Youngsters, you're at school and you're doing the Motorhead logo on your pencil case, and all them metal lads are watching you. You don't want to fuck this up, do you? Over which O do you put the umlaut on the Motorhead logo? And question number 30. How many band members were there in Splodgeness Abound? How many people were in the band Splodgeness Abound? And your next question is your bonus two. Your bonus two question on the bottom right-hand corner of your sheet. What was on the other side of their single, Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps? What song was on the other side of their single, Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps? We'll be right back. And that, pop craze youngsters, is the end of round number 6. Now we've chonked right through this, haven't we? Already, we're at round number 7, the final round of the night. And we know what that is, don't we? Take it away, Dave Clark.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
Oh, yeah. Bits and pieces, the old Radio 1 Roadshow thing. Usual deal, pop craze youngsters. I'm going to play 10 tunes back to 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 back. Like they used to do on the Radio 1 Roadshow. You get half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Let's see how you get on with it this week. Let's go.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
Morning, all.
I've only to hear you in my heartbeat like a drum.
I hate to do it. I hate to do it. I hate to do it. I hate it. I just can't.
Hold on to 16 as long as you can.
How'd you get on with that then? Let's hear it again, dead quick.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
31.
Morning, all.
32. 33.
I've only to hear you when my heartbeat's like a drum.
34.
Just can't.
35.
Hold on to 16 as long as you can.
36. 37. 38. 39. And 40. And we'll hear that just one more time to make absolutely sure.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
Morning, all.
I've only to hear you when my heartbeat's like a drum.
I just can't.
Hold on to 16 as long as you can.
Thank you. pop craze youngsters is the end of round number 7. It's also the end of this week's Here Comes Quizm. I'm going to give you a few minutes to get yourself in order, have one last comb over of the answer sheet, get a team name sorted out, obviously, and, you know, just I don't know, do what you want, really. I'll see you in a bit. Youngsters, we are now 2 minutes away from the answers to Here Comes Quizm. That's it. Put your pens down, sit up straight, fold your arms, listen to me. Here are the answers for this week's quiz. Round number 1, your picture round. How old were those people when them things happened to them? Don't forget, 1 year either side for the point. Question number 1. David Bowie had his first number 1 LP in the UK at the age of 26. A lad insane. Question number two. Bob Geldof organises Band-Aid at the age of 33. Question number three. Jimmy Osmond has a number one single in the UK, Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool, obviously, at the age of 9. Question number four. Malcolm McLaren was 30 when Anarchy in the UK was released. And question number five, Simon Bates' last episode of Top of the Pops happened when he was 42. 42! Fucking hell. Round number two on This Week in History. Question number six, the female singer that was on the cover of Smash Hits on This Week in 1981 was Hazel O'Connor. Oh, you flipped your coin, didn't you? Earl Toyer. Question number seven. The American singer that signed a $60 million deal with Time Warner on This Week in 1992, Madonna. Question number eight. Which metal band released the LP Turbo on This Week in 1986? Judas Priest. Question number nine. In which year on This Week in History was Thriller finally knocked off number one in the US LP chart? It was on This Week in 1984, knocked off by the soundtrack to Footloose. Question number 10, which solo artist recited the Lord's Prayer at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert on This Week in 1992? David Bowie. And your bonus one, who played the piano on Queen's performance of Bohemian Rhapsody at that gig? Elton John. Thank fuck he didn't do I'm Still Standing, eh? Ooh. Round number three, your top 10 round. The first 10 countries mentioned in the lyrics of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. In reverse order. Number 10, Afghanistan. Number 9, Russia. Number 8, Iran. Number 7, Palestine. Number 6, Belgium. Anybody sweating on top 5? Number 5, Lebanon. Number 4, England. Number 3, South Korea. Number 2, North Korea. And number 1, China. Well done if you got the top 5. You get a bonus of 2 points for that. Two things to point out before we move on. Number 1, yes, chart music recognises the state of Palestine. Sorry if you've got a cob on about that. That's just the way it is. And number 2, Belgians in the Congo. Where's Congo, Al? Well, you know, I did think about this. I had a steward's inquiry over this one. And firstly, the Democratic Republic of the Congo was known as Zaire at the time, so that doesn't count. And he could be talking about the Republic of the Congo, but that was known at the time as Belgian Congo. Or, you know, the Belgians could be having a paddle in the River Congo. So I originally took it out, but I thought, yo, you know what? If you did put down the Congo, I'm going to give you a point anyway, because I just can't be asked to argue about it, you know what I mean? It's only a fucking quiz. Round number 4, television theme tunes played backwards. Let's tab hold them right now. Question number 16. The old grey whistle test. Question number 17.
He's the greatest. He's fantastic. Wherever there is danger, he'll be there. He's the
ace. Question number 18. Pigeon Street.
If you lived in Pigeon Street, here are the people you could meet. Here are the
Question number 19. The Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be
street's all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
And question number 20. It could
Henry,
only be
a mild-mannered janitor.
Could be. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy.
Hong Kong Phooey.
Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a groovy style, and a mob that just won't stop. When the joint gets rough, he's super tough with a Hong Kong Phooey chop.
Yeah.
Hong Kong Phooey. Number one super.
Round number five, my nonna on the Bon Tempe organ. Encore, nonna, encore. Question number 21. The heavy ethnic sound of modern romance and everybody's salsa. Question number 22. Five on It by Loonies. Question number 23. Rockless Tan by the Stray Cats. Question number 24. Scatman by Scatman John. And question number 25. Breaking the Law by Judas Priest. Thank you, Nono. Round number 6, the lucky bag of randomness. Question number 26, in which country is the final scene of the film Stardust set? It's in a castle in Spain. Question number 27, on which hand did Michael Jackson wear his spangly glove? On the right. Question number 28, which member of Take That gets pushed off a quarry by that scary model in the video for How Deep Is Your Love? Oh, come on, this is obvious. Gary Barlow, isn't it? I mean, fucking hell, if you've got the opportunity to kill one member of Take That and Robbie Williams isn't there, it's fucking Barlow, isn't it? Question number 29. Over which letter O should you put the umlaut on the Motorhead logo? The second one. And question number 30. How many band members were there in Splodgeness Abound? There were 8. And your bonus 2. What was on the other side of their single 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps? Simon Templar. Round number 7, bits and pieces, let's have it. Bits and 31, Toast, Street Band. 32, Do You Think I'm Sexy, Rod Stewart. 33, Tantalize, Jimmy the Hoover. 34, You're Moving Out Today, Carol Bayer, Sega. 35, Jack and Diane, John Cougar Mellencamp. 36, Whiskey in the Jar, Thin Lizzy. 37, Sideshow, Barry Biggs. 38, Lady, Kenny Rogers. 39, Ooh to Be R, Kajagoogoo. And 40, Keep On Loving You, REO Speedwagon. And that, Pop Craze Youngsters, is the end of round number 7 and the end of the quiz. How did you do? As always, if you got more than 30, you need to give yourself a meaty slap on the back. Well, me dears, that is the end of the quiz for this week. Do hope you enjoyed yourself. Sorry if it's a bit rushed. I just try to get it done as quickly as possible so I can get it out to you. Hopefully normal service will be resumed next week, but I've got to I've got a massive episode of chart music to edit. So if I am a bit late and things start to get a bit laggy, that'll be the reason why, and I hope you understand. This is Al Needham signing off on behalf of the chart music team. Hope you have a good week. Hope you have a safe week. And as always, stay pop crazed.
It is too late. Don't see the light, so get the balls. But we need to find no direction as we make our stand on the deception. We're all living dead. Only a losing game, condemnation, an eternal shame, deprivation. I'm a light to be, passing judgment, but don't damn me. You think I care? Don't give a fuck, won't give my share. Don't give a fuck, becoming green. The world it dies, the truth I've seen. You're stinking.
Chart music.
Great.